No one would say Abraham Lincoln was an unserious president during a free and easy time in the United States. And yet, few commanders in chief have been quite so quick with a one-liner. Accused of being duplicitous at one point, Lincoln said, "If I were two-faced, would I be wearing this one?" Teddy Roosevelt also never shied away from a good joke. He once commented that President Taft should give up riding because it was doing him no good and it was cruelty to the horse. And John F. Kennedy Riley noted that all mothers want their sons to become president, but they don't want them to become politicians in the process. And then, of course, Ronald Reagan, remembered as much for his wisecracks as his policies.
"I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience."
His comment famously during the debate with Walter Mondale in 1984. John McCain even didn't lose his sense of humor after his failed presidential run in 2000. Here he is on The Daily Show.
"I just keep hearing Pepsi and Britney Spears. It sounds like you're aiming for an MTV contract."
"The older you get, the more interested you get in Britney Spears."
And here's George W. Bush. He always seemed to relish the opportunity to crack jokes at that annual correspondence dinner.
"A year ago, my approval rating was in the 30s. My nominee for the Supreme Court had just withdrawn. And my vice president had shot someone." "Ah, those were the good old days."
Republicans aren't the only funny guys. Bill Clinton was always ready with a joke to disarm those who were ready with criticism. It seems the most successful politicians arm themselves with as many one-liners as they do talking points. Not just fodder for Jay Leno and the other late-night boys. Sometimes they give as good as they get. But humor seems to be notably absent from this year's presidential hopefuls, especially since Herman Cain left the race. Joining us now, Pete Dominic, comedian, CNN contributor, and host of Stand Up on SiriusXM's President of the United States channel. Good morning.
Celeste, I'm excited to be here. A big fan of The Takeaway.
You know, I keep hearing it said that this particular group of candidates are a great gift for comedians, a fodder for jokes, but that doesn't necessarily mean them themselves are funny.
Well, absolutely. I mean, so much of what they're doing not on purpose, and so it's so easy to make fun of them. Each one of them have their quirks. Every comedian was really upset when Herman Cain dropped out. Every comedian was actually pretty happy when a guy like Anthony Weiner stayed in the news. It may not be good for the country, but it's great for comedy. But this current crop of presidential candidates, they just step in it almost on a daily basis, Celeste. I mean, watching Rick Perry, almost every time he says something, almost every time he talks publicly, there's something great that you can, forgive the pun, take away from and make fun of.
Well, let's take a listen to something that has been made fun of quite a bit. Here's Rick Perry at the GOP debate in January.
"Let me answer the question that you asked earlier. What are the three areas that you would make some reductions that people would feel some pain? And I will tell you, it would be those bureaucrats at the Department of Commerce and Energy and Education that we're going to do away with."
That's his ripping on himself. But it's not exactly the kind of joke that gets the huge laughs that Reagan used to get.
Well, no, I mean, it's different. I mean, when you're making fun of yourself for things that you can't help, race, gender, and age, that's much different. When you're making fun of yourself for having said idiotic things in the past, it's not as appealing. Everybody appreciates self-depreciation, and I think that when you're looking at a presidential candidate, you want to have a man or woman who is confident and but at the same time humble and not arrogant. And that's one of the problems with Newt Gingrich. Even when Newt Gingrich makes the rare attempt at humor, he still seems to come off as an arrogant know-it-all. It's not appealing, and he rarely takes a shot at himself, and there is plenty to make fun of. I don't know if you've seen his head.
Let's take a listen. Let's take a listen to Newt Gingrich trying to crack a joke here.
"I sometimes get accused of using language that's too strong. So I've been standing here editing. I'm very concerned about not appearing to be zany.
All right, we're speaking with Pete Dominic, a comedian. Does a politician, that you know, not a great joke there, but does a politician have to tell a great joke? I mean, what makes somebody a better candidate if they're funny?
Yes, a politician does have to be able to tell a good joke. I mean, lots of anybody that we want to like in life oftentimes has to be able to tell a great joke. And there's two different kinds of moments of humor, Celeste. There is the scripted joke. You played the Reagan one earlier, which is great. George W. Bush was really great at telling a scripted joke. President Obama is really good at telling a scripted joke. But there's also the different kind of humor, which is off the cuff, a witty remark that shows that a candidate, in this case, is agile, is comfortable in a situation or a conversation that they can so to speak, call an audible. They can move left. They can move right. They can go up and down. They're comfortable in any situation making a joke, because so often humor is so necessary in so many serious situations that certainly a president is going to find him or herself in. And, I mean, President Reagan was famous for making that joke right before they put him under after he had been shot. He said to the guys, men and women who are about to operate on him, "I hope you're all Republican."
Yeah.
I mean, what a brilliant moment and joke to put those doctors at ease right before they're about to hopefully save the president's life.
There you go again. Reagan was great with those lines.
We're speaking with Pete Dominic, comedian, CNN contributor, host of Stand Up on SiriusXM's Podus channel. So let me ask you, Pete, what distinguishes, say, the politician that delivers the great one-liner from those who fall flat? I mean, none of these guys are comedians. None of them would be able to do what you do. So what's the difference?
Well, that's not even necessarily true, because, I mean, yeah, they couldn't do what we do as comedians, but you know, watch the White House correspondence, and President Obama is a brilliant performer. I always love when he laughs at the jokes, because to me, what he's doing there is he has that little laugh that he'll do. He's literally reading a joke and almost giving credit to whoever wrote it. So if the jokes are written for the president, they should be able to perform stand-up comedy really well. The point is, stand-up comedians generally write our own material. But, I mean, they should all be able to perform jokes well. Listen, they're performing speech as well. They're performing any time they go in to meet with a world leader. They're always on stage. If they can't perform well-written jokes and take into consideration timing and cadence and their audience that they're talking to know what's going to. I mean, John Huntsman, for example, isn't bad at telling a joke. He's just telling the wrong jokes, the wrong audiences. Clearly, his writers are his kids, his children, which are, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s. And, you know, John Huntsman made a Nirvana, the band, reference in front of a Republican primary audience, and it just fell flat, and you just cringed knowing who wrote that and why.
All right, so it sounds like you think President Obama is perhaps, out of all these candidates, the best at delivering a joke. Who's the best gift to comedians
right now in this current crop? It's, listen, the best gift to comedians, any of them, anytime. Michelle Bachmann and Herman Cain were great. Sorry to have seen them left. Rick Perry is probably still the best. Santorum is a piece of cake. And, you know, so is Mitt Romney, who I think has a sense of humor.
He's more like this straight guy, though. Pete Dominic, a comedian, CNN contributor, host of Stand Up on SiriusXM. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thanks for having me, Celeste.